You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a monster night in Chicago. The NBA draft lottery is our top story of the day, and let's get right to it. To start hour two, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
The NBA draft lottery tonight. The NBA Combine starts this week as well in Chicago. And David Aldridge, the Hall of Famer, is with us. Of course, he's a senior columnist for The Athletic. DA, how we doing? Big day.
What's up, Craig? I'm doing good. What's happening?
I'm starting to feel pretty excited for tonight, David. And I'm trying also not to get too ahead of myself because I now feel like I'm having some takes about Cooper Flagg that might fall into the hot take category. And I try not to live in that category. But I will just open the floor to you with this very broad question. How significant is tonight in the NBA with this draft lottery and specifically for the Washington Wizards?
It's very significant. I think this year and next have generally been viewed as two extremely strong at the top draft classes, right? So this year it's Cooper Flagg, it's Dylan Harper, and then, there's not consensus after that, but there's still some very good players that could go three or four, right? And then next year is even deeper at the top. You could conceivably have five or six guys that are really kind of, if not franchise players, certainly all-star caliber players coming out. So it's very big. Cooper Flagg is not as big a prospect as Wemby was a couple of years ago. Wemby was generational once every 30 years type of guy, right? So, but somebody wrote this, and I can't remember who, and I apologize to whoever wrote it, but I think it's appropriate. I think Cooper Flagg certainly compares favorably to an Anthony Davis, for example, when AD came out of Kentucky and that team went all the way to the national championship game. And, he certainly was thought of as a difference-making power forward franchise-level player. And although the second half of his career has been more injury riddled than he would like, he has been an all-star level player. He's been an MVP level player when he's been healthy, and he's won a championship, which is about what you were hoping he would do when he came out of college. He would be that kind of a player. So I think Cooper Flagg as a NBA power forward is certainly in that Anthony Davis kind of category of franchise lifting type of talents. And I believe that Dylan Harper is just as good in terms of his ability to become a star, superstar level player as a lead guard, whatever you want to call him, a point guard or a lead guard, whatever it is. He's going to have the ball in his hands, and he's going to do damage in this league when he gets here.
So let me ask you this with Flagg. This is where I'm probably getting out over my skis. I don't know how many players in the league I would if you're the Wizards. And especially if you're the Wizards, right? Which, once you put it this hypothetical with the team, it becomes about what they have in house with the timelines and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how many players in the league I would trade for tonight's number one pick. If you tell me Wemby's going to have no more issues with the blood clots and that kind of stuff,
right.
Obviously he is the top of that list based off age, contract, runway, potential, all those things. How many other guys are on that list? Like, I think that's an interesting way to try to frame of how good people think Flagg might be.
I mean, it's hard to say off the top of my head, but, you know, I would certainly think there's three or four guys, and, you know, Giannis, SGA, type players, level players,
Jokic,
obviously, I don't think you trade Jokic for Flagg, even though Flagg's got great upside. But it's not that many, right? And again, it's kind of a loaded question in the sense that the teams that would want Cooper Flagg tend to not be the teams that are contending for championships. So you're really kind of cutting half of the league off before you even can realistically ask the question, because, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers aren't ever going to be in a position this year to draft Cooper Flagg, right? So their goal and their quest is to win a championship this year. So if the question was, would you trade Evan Mobley if I'm the Cavaliers for Cooper Flagg? I probably wouldn't, right? You know, because Evan Mobley has proven that he's an all-league player, defensive player of the year. But your question is fair in the sense that there's not many guys that are currently in the league playing at an all-star or better level that you would trade for a chance to have Cooper Flagg for 10 to 12 years, because he's got that kind of potential.
Yeah, and for a team like the Wizards, even those guys like Giannis and Jokic that are closer to 30, you'd have to think about it, because you just, all your guys are 20 or 19. And how even if you put a Jokic on the Wizards, like how close could they actually be versus taking the runway that you get?
Yeah.
A team, and that actually, DA, leads to another fun question about tonight. David Aldridge with a senior columnist at The Athletic is, let's say a team like Philly, like Brooklyn, some of these other teams, and some of these are in varying stages of wanting to contend or maybe a willingness to start over. But let's say a team like Philadelphia finds themselves, or Houston finds themselves, with a top four pick. How, like, what kind of trades are and what kind of calls are probably being made for those contending teams that via trade have a chance at a top four pick tonight, you know, 10, even if it's only 10 to 15%.
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on the team. I mean, if Philly gets a top four pick this year, I mean, I don't think they'll trade the pick, because that's a guy that can come and help them right away. And they may need help right away, because we don't know what Embiid's future is. So nobody knows right now. Is he going to come back and be Joel Embiid again and be an MVP again? Or is he going to be a diminishing player going into his 30s with a history of knee problems? I mean, these are real questions. So, the Sixers are not going to trade a top four pick, I don't think, this year, because they've got some young talent, obviously, with Maxey, and McCain had a great year before he got hurt. And, you know, their only hope is that Paul George can come back and play at a high level next year, after not doing that at all this year. And Embiid's kind of on siloed in his own kind of corner, because you just don't know. You're just not going to know until he either responds to treatment or he doesn't respond to treatment. But that's a weeks, months-long process. And you can't really wait for him anymore, I think, if you're them. So you're going to move on. And if you get, again, a chance to get a foundational young player like Flagg or Harper, or, you know, make your case for Edgecombe or Ace Bailey also, they're going to take that. I don't think there's a question.
So you mentioned you think Harper could be close to Flagg's kind of tier. Do you have them ultimately in the same tier of players? Like, everyone's going to take Flagg over Harper, but, like, what's the gap there versus Harper to the next guy, whether you consider that to be Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, et cetera?
I think it's two players that I think come in immediately and raise your floor. The ceiling takes a little longer just because it does. That's just the nature of the NBA. It's harder to kind of get from being a bad team to being a 55-win, you know, contending team year in and year out. It takes longer. You have more roster to build before you can do that, right? So, I think you take Cooper Flagg one. Every team in the league that get every one of the 14 team. Well, is it 14? Anyway, every one of the teams in the lottery tonight takes Cooper Flagg one and doesn't think twice about it. But I think Dylan Harper's got a chance to be a superstar in this league. Not star, superstar. His ability to, the way he plays the game is precisely the way that most NBA teams now want to play, which is fast behind a lead guard that is a, that has great size and great ability to kind of manipulate defenses, either through his physical force, his speed, his power, or through his ability to kind of ball handle, get to spots on the court. There's different strokes for different folks. But if you look at Cade Cunningham and you look at SGA and you look at Ja Morant, those types of lead guards that all have size, they're different, but they all can get wherever they want to on a court, and you can't stop them when they're on. And that's what I think Dylan Harper is going to do. He's 6'6", 215. He is great with the ball in his hands. He finishes at the rim with either hand. He's strong. The shot is not great right now, but the one thing that guys get better at in the NBA with time and practice is shooting. So he's going to get better at that. I am of the belief, strongly of the belief, because I know his dad. Ron Harper's son is not going to be a bad teammate. He's not going to be selfish. He's going to play hard. And I just think he's got a great chance to be a great player in this league. And, you know, I know Rutgers didn't make the tournament. I know they had a terrible season, but there's lots of guys who have been on teams that had terrible seasons, starting with Anthony Edwards when he was in college, didn't have a very good season, and they were pretty good pros. They've become pretty good pros. So I am not putting a whole lot of stock in Rutgers didn't make the tournament this year. There's lots of reasons for it. Some of them may be Dylan's fault. Some of them may be Ace Bailey's fault. Some may be the coach's fault. Some of them may be the other teammates weren't near good enough to help those guys get to the tournament. So anyway, I think he's got a chance to be a superstar.
David Aldridge with us here on The Hoffman Show. Anything else from the lottery that you have your eyes on, David, before we shift gears and talk about the teams currently playing basketball, the place the teams in the lottery want to get to, where we're talking about them playing actual games in May?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really offhand. I mean, it will be interesting to me to see who gets three, because they will have a decision to make. There's guys that really still think Ace Bailey is a phenomenal prospect offensively, with size, ability, three-level score, and he can do all those things. The defense and the passing are very, very, very much up in the air right now. And then there's people like Edgecombe, because he is such a monster athlete. He doesn't have great size to play the two guard in the NBA, but it's not like he's 6'8", 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". So, and he's so athletic, he makes up for it. So team at three, whoever that is, will have an interesting decision to make.
Definitely. And there's the point guard from Oklahoma and the Texas kid who seemed to
Spears
be
Spears and yeah. Trey Johnson. Yes, yeah. They all have their suitors, and you can make a case for any of them. They can all score. I mean, again, that's what the league is about now, guards who can score. And, Spears can score. Trey Johnson can certainly score. He's a big-time scorer. And so guys that can do that are going to get an opportunity. They don't all make it, but they'll have an opportunity to make it.
For sure. All right, so the playoffs, David, the second round has been there's a bunch of different words you could use to describe it. I'm going to go with weird. It is rare weird. That we get a second round where the home team doesn't win for, we're 5, 6, yeah. 7 games into it, whatever it wound up being, before somebody finally won on their home court. And the other thing that I think is interesting is you have these two historically great regular season teams. Teams don't win 60-plus often in the NBA. 64 right. for Cleveland, 68 for Oklahoma City. And they are, in Oklahoma City's case, in a dogfight. In Cleveland's right. case, they're in trouble.
They're in life support, yeah.
Well, I mean, Cleveland, you can definitely say some injuries, but is there a through line to kind of why you think these two teams have not gotten to the point that their regular season records suggested they might so far in these playoffs? And while admitting they still could get there.
It's not shocking. Again, for all of the – yes, they both had great seasons. They both had great regular seasons, but if you really look at their – rosters and their guys, these are not teams that have been dominant playoff teams. like they have not come into the playoffs and just killed people and won easily. They've struggled, to win series. I mean, Cleveland finally won a series last year, and they had to win the seventh game at home to do it. You know what I mean? So to beat Orlando. So, you know, it's been a it still is a process, I believe. I mean, it just takes time, Craig. It's not something that happens overnight. You know, even if you have a great regular season like they both did, players are just completely different. The playoffs are so different. It's a different season. It's got different rules. It's officiated differently. Everything is different. And so it's not shocking to me. The Cleveland thing is all predicated on injuries to me. Like, you know, Mobley's had the ankle and Garland's got the toe, and now we don't know what Donovan's got, a calf or an ankle. And you just can't have your top three guys, and Hunter missed a game with a thumb. You can't have, you know, four of your top six guys missing seven game series with injuries. I mean, it's just really hard to overcome that. And Indiana's really good, so that's not a shock. OKC can't make shots. You know, the guys that shot at a high clip in the regular season are not shooting at a high clip in these playoffs. They just aren't. And again, that's not shocking, because that's what happens in the playoffs. It's hard to make shots, man. It's like you got a piano on your back. It just feels like that, you know. So, it's really tough to win in the playoffs. It's just really, really hard.
And we've seen that over the course of NBA history. And I had a discussion with your colleague Zach Harper about this as the series, mm-hmm. or this round was opening. And I basically asked him, like, do you trust Minnesota? And he was like, what do you mean do I trust? Like, what do you want Anthony Edwards to do? And I was like, I don't know, not be 23 years old, because 23-year-olds don't win in the NBA playoffs. And that's Michael Jordan. That is LeBron James. That is the best players who have ever played this game. They don't win at 23 years old in the playoffs. What do you look for, though, David, as someone who's observed the league as long as you have, for like, oh, this guy's figuring it out, even if it might not happen now? If you're watching SGA, if you're watching Edwards, if you're mm-hmm. watching these mm-hmm. guys, compared to a guy like Jokic, who has won a championship, what are the things you're looking for to say, this guy's figuring it out, and I think he's going to get there eventually, with that, you know, how to navigate the playoffs with the piano on your back?
I mean, it's the first thing is facilitating, right? Is he creating shots for other people? Does his gravity force defenses to him? And does he make the right read and pass the ball to the right guy who's in rhythm, who catches the ball clean, who's in his shooting lane or in his pocket and can shoot it? You can't do anything about whether the guy makes the shot or not. All you can do is pass him open, right? And that's what you look at. And Anthony Edwards has done a great job of that in this Golden State series, but he's done it. He did it in the first series too. Like, even though there's nights where he hasn't shot the ball well, he hasn't stopped passing the ball. That's what starts to worry you when a guy starts playing hero ball or thinks he has to play hero ball after he has a bad shooting night. And Ant's not taking the bait on that. He keeps passing the ball. He keeps trusting McDaniels and all the other guys that he's trusted all year. And that's a really good sign for the Timberwolves. Like, he's not letting the moment dictate how he plays. He continues to do the right thing on the court. And eventually, you know, Randall's picked it up, in this series, has played terrific. Some of those guys start making shots. Now you have a chance to go really deep into a playoff run.
And then, of course, there is the other mantra about the NBA, which is it's a make or miss league. Is that really what's going on in Celtics Knicks here? Or is there something deeper that you're seeing? Or do the Celtics just miss 75% of their threes, which are threes that they normally take and make at a higher clip in games one and two?
Well, it's partly make or miss, but again, I think the Celtics became unbeatable when Porzingis was healthy last year. That's when they became unbeatable, because you could load up on Tatum, you could load up on Brown, but nobody could do anything with KP at the elbows. Nobody. There's nobody in the league can. He's 7'3", and he shoots a really high clip at that elbow. And so when he gets the ball mid-post, and if you double him, he'll pass it. And now Jrue's cutting baseline, or White's cutting back door, and it's a dunk and it's a layup. Or they draw and kick to the guy. They get replaced in the corner. Somebody shoots a corner three, bang, game's over, right? And so KP being injured, to me, is why this series is close and New York has a legit shot of winning. I mean, they do, because KP was the guy that put Boston over the top to me.
David, would you like me to tell you where you're going to be on Saturday, December 20th, real quick?
Where am I going to be on Saturday, December 20th?
You're going to be in Landover. We just got breaking news. The schedule release leaks out ahead of the big NFL schedule release on Wednesday.
Okay.
We got a Saturday doubleheader, week 16, okay. Eagles, mm-hmm. Commanders, Packers, Bears.
Oh, that's a good one. I will be in Landover on Saturday, December 20th, apparently.
Yeah. Here's the other fun thing, though. Last year, if you'll remember, David, or you're going to tell me that I'm misremembering, which is also definitely possible, I think this is the Saturday that then leads into you might play on Christmas. Because last year it was a Wednesday. Christmas, I don't believe, is on a Wednesday this year. But last year it was like they had the two teams play on Saturday, and then they swapped opponents for Christmas. Right. So does this mean the Commanders are going to be playing the Bears maybe on Christmas?
But the Bears, in the Bears game here, and they play at Lambeau, right? They play at Green Bay, right, if I remember correctly. I think the Commanders are in Green Bay, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's correct. So, I mean, they still could. They could maybe go to at Lambeau, or maybe they host back-to-back.
Christmas in Lambeau. Wow.
That'd be something.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. I'd probably be really cold, really snowy, but if you're going to go to Lambeau.
But it would be cool experience. That's interesting. All right, well, we'll pay attention to that, man. See what happens.
We'll see. You think you're also going to wind up going to Spain? You buying that rumor?
I will not be going to Spain if they go to Spain, as much as I would love to. I love Spain. I was there for the Olympics in 92, and it's great. I always wanted to go back, but you got to pick your fights, I think, with family.
If they're going to Spain, I'm looking at my wife and say, hey, you want to go to Spain? We'll have to figure out the finances and all. It's not that easy to just pick up and go to Spain, but I'm going to try. David, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy Chicago tonight and tell all our friends in the NBA we say hello.
My pleasure. I mean this sincerely. I hope Wizards fans get a break today. I really do. It's been a long time.
In a single word, David, same. Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
David Aldridge, the Hall of Famer with us. Of course, the Kurt Gowdy Award winner, a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame as a journalist, longtime NBA on TNT. Now, we're so fortunate to have him covering sports here in D.C. for The Athletic, where he is a senior columnist. When we get back here on the Team 980, the Mystics open up on Friday. So each day this week, we're going to share with you one of our interviews from Mystics Media Day. And we're going to get things started with the bang. Aliyah Edwards, last year's first round pick, who was a star at Unrivaled earlier this spring. We talked about what she learned about herself at Unrivaled and how she's looking forward to year two here with the Sticks. And you'll hear that conversation next on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Aaliyah Edwards with us again here at Mystics Media Day. And I was actually looking back this morning at last year. We had talked like twice in a week last right. year because you got drafted. We did this. Yeah. And actually, I had a plan, Aaliyah, because we talked right before you went to Unrivaled.
Yeah.
And you were like, are you going to root for me? And I was like, if you're asking personally, of yeah. course I will. And then the Unrivaled authentic jerseys went on sale. And I grabbed your jersey.
Period.
And I was going to do the most unprofessional media thing ever and bring it for you to sign.
What?
And then I realized that I ordered like two sizes too small, so I had to return it. So we're going to have to get okay. together and have you sign it. Yeah. And then my goal is like in our studio to have an Aaliyah Edwards Miss jersey.
No way.
Behind.
No way.
What do you mean no way?
I would love that. Okay. I definitely need to sign it for you though.
Okay, we'll do that. Which is typically, again, young media folks out there, don't do that. Don't do that. But... For her, we're gonna make an exception.
We're gonna make
an Aaliyah Edwards.
He definitely followed through, and I did feel all the love all the way down in Miami from you. So I appreciate it.
And look what that love did for you.
Right.
All the way
right.
through that one-on-one tournament. Right. Let's start there because the people okay. definitely want to know. Like, you're a confident player. You're mm-hmm. a confident person. At least that is how you portray.
Yeah.
So to ask you, like, what kind of confidence does that give you? You don't get as far as you did if you don't already have the confidence.
Absolutely.
So what did that do for you, though, that experience? Like, at the end, with some time to reflect and look back, the Unrivaled experience, and especially how well you did in that one-on-one yeah. tournament, what did that do for you?
I think the whole experience really shifted my mentality of, you know, I'm in this league for a reason, and I gained so much respect in Unrivaled alone, but especially in the one-on-one. I think a lot of the vets are kind of like, wow, I didn't know that you had that in your game, and I think... any opportunity as athletes we get to do those different situations, like that's my first time playing 3-on-3, you know, you get to see a lot and know a lot more about yourself. So going into the season, I feel like I have the utmost confidence of just, you know, I know how much work I put into my game, and you just got to really go out there and do it. And I think the one-on-one, man, at first Stewie, then you have another bucket, then it was another bucket, and another bucket. So I really had to attack first. That was kind of my mindset going into it, but super grateful because when am I ever going to play one-on-one against Rike, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a great experience.
Yeah, especially when you win. It makes it nice.
When
you take that 3-on-3 and the one-on-one, but you mentioned the 3-on-3, which I'm glad you brought up too, because it's such a different game and it yeah. allows you to do different things. So what did you learn about your game? Like, oh, I can do that. Or like, oh, I never tried that before. Like, what are the basketball things that you took out of that you're ready to then put into the 5-on-5?
Definitely the 3. I know all y'all saw that, so don't sleep on me. Respect my shot. Definitely my 3-point game. I feel like I grew in that aspect, as well as just my versatility on the ball defense, off the ball defense. And, you know, breaking down a guard in this league, in the W, you know, we're usually playing against your position, but with 3-on-3, everyone's interchangeable and you got to do your work on both ends of the ball. So I felt like I knew some things about myself that I was like, yeah, I can definitely, if I'm matched up against a guard, I can lock her up. But actually going out there and doing and getting reps at it really helped.
So the other thing too is just the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Like, in a 5-on-5 situation, you do certain stuff, and your coach can be like, "Oh yeah, let's maybe not." In 3-on-3, like I'm guessing you got to experiment a lot more as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of iso ball, a lot of opportunities where it's like just you and the defender in the rim. So yeah, capitalize off of that. And again, it felt more like runs than anything.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
What's something, you know, going back even further to the W, this is mm-hmm. always like my favorite question to ask any year two player in any sport, because you don't know what you don't know going into your rookie year.
True.
Then you play and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to the offseason and work on that.
Yep.
So what was that thing for you?
I think, to be honest, it's just like my finishing. I know I had a decent percentage last season, but I think just my finishing and decision making. I really honed in on my footwork around the rim, and I think that those easy buckets, I know it's not a three, as exciting as a three, but those easy buckets play a big part in the success long term. So I think that was the biggest thing.
Aaliyah Edwards with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Obviously, an exciting summer for a million reasons for you, citing offseason into the spring, but getting to see your Huskies win.
Oh,
I know,
my gosh.
I'm sure there was like a little bittersweetness because that's so many of your friends, but also, I don't know how if there's really any of that bitters because you were up there on the podium anyway.
No, I definitely was. I made my way down.
Did you just feel like, no, this is I get a ring too?
Absolutely. I feel like that's my championship as much as it's the 12 or 13 of them that actually won it. But it was so great just being in that environment, being in Tampa with them. I felt like I was with them every step along the way. Obviously, I don't get a ring or I don't get Annette, but just celebrating with
my
sisters.
Gino, she's, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to Paige a little bit. She can cut off just a tiny bit of the Annette necklace and give it to me. But no, I think, you know, just being there celebrating with my sisters was more than I even needed.
It's also your first time to go to that weekend as
yes.
a non-college player. And
wow,
I know,
let me tell you, it was so different.
Yes.
The pressure, there was none.
Yeah.
There was none. And just to be a spectator and just, you know, Kiki Kaka and the whole weekend. Meanwhile, I was there a year ago, like almost peeing my pants, trying to not lose a game. So, yeah, it was definitely a weird experience to be in, but it was cool.
Well, I know specifically because you know who one of my friends is. You had your Three Stripes crew.
Yes.
What was it like? You know, for those that don't know, didn't follow Aaliyah on Instagram. She's there with Adidas, and it's Aaliyah Boston. It's my girl Alicia Clark.
Yeah.
It's that whole crew. But being around those vets, like what did you take out of that weekend of getting to be there with players who have been in the league for, you know, obviously Aaliyah's been in the league just a couple years longer than you, but like someone like AC who'd been in the league as long as anybody.
Yeah.
What was it like to have those conversations and get to make those connections?
It was super cool to have those conversations, make those connections, because during the season we just don't get that time. And especially that weekend, I was obviously there celebrating with my Adidas family, with AC and Aaliyah. We actually went out to dinner too, so it was just a cool moment to just kind of be like, oh, okay, let me tell me about yourself, let me tell you about myself, and just trying to connect on a personal level, basketball aside. So I think it was a great weekend just to kind of connect with that sisterhood as well. And you know, I feel like everyone's my sister, big sister, and I have a lot of great mentors in this league, and it's, you know, bigger than basketball. So I think it was just another reminder of, like, you know, we're human at the end of the day, and we can relate other things than basketball.
Don't think that AC is going to be nice to you, though, when you get out
no,
there.
No, she's been very nice to me.
No.
Once
the second she
right,
caught
right.
Maniac.
As soon as I whistle
But you're
blows,
the same way.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice, sweet, until we cross the lines, and then.
You're right. I'm competitive. You saw on the one-on-ones.
Yeah, like you and Stewie go way back, like you and Fee, like
for
the UConn sisterhood, until it's time to go, and
yeah.
then it's war.
Yeah,
you don't want to lose to your sister. That's
no. That's
just facts. In the spirit of meeting new people, what's been your early impressions of your new coach?
I think that he's great so far. Definitely dad-like. I can see different characteristics that show himself. I think that he's very thoughtful and intentional with his plan for this team this season. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what's in store. The first day of training camp was yesterday. I think that we're laying the foundation and creating good habits from an early start. So excited for what's to come.
I think a lot of fans want to know how you, Kiki, Steph, and Kira are all going to play together. So I'll ask you, what's your answer to that question?
Just expect a lot of eager, hungry, and competitiveness from all of us. Obviously more, I feel like, from the three of us than Steph, because she's been in this league for a bit longer, so she's going to be more of the mother of the group. But I think, yeah, just adding to the bag, adding to our roster with Kiki, an elite competitive force.
All right, I'm going to do two fun questions on the way out. My two fun questions this year. Your jersey number. What's the story behind your jersey number?
Kobe. not much to say there. Kobe. Loved Kobe growing up. Yeah, he was my role model, my inspiration. So, yeah, worn lots of different numbers, but 24 is always my favorite one.
I almost asked you, like, why 24 versus 8, that I remember that I'm a lot older than you, yeah, and that you probably never even saw 8.
No,
and I'm just
going to
sit over
no,
here and cry.
I'm no, just, this is no. said. I saw 8, okay. but I
yeah,
do like 24.
YouTube highlights.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm just going to sit over here and cry. All right. Last question. Anybody that does not currently sponsor you, mm-hmm. that you could have sponsor you, who would that
who
be?
Who would I want?
Yeah, I'm just giving you like the floor to pitch right now.
Wow, this is a lot. How much time do we got? Because I have a whole list.
I'm sure you do.
One person.
One person, one brand, one.
I don't know.
This is how I know I got a good one, Ant.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Anthony's over there off screen.
I would probably do like a. Like a DoorDash or Uber Eats. I feel like that's very...
Didn't Paige just do something with them?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Get your girl to hook you up.
So, yeah, I would probably
Beckers,
say one
we need another assist to Edwards.
Yeah.
That's what
please,
we need.
Please, please.
Aaliyah Edwards, everybody. Great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks
when,
for having
when
me
the New
again.
Jersey comes in, we'll get
I got you.
Yeah, we'll get in touch. And then people will see it behind us. Aaliyah Edwards, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Coming up at 6 o'clock, you'll hear from Dan Quinn on Commander's rookie minicamp. He also had a couple other bigger picture questions he was asked about post-draft. So DQ at 6 o'clock from the weekend. We also have our look ahead to tonight's NBA action and real things coming up at 6:30 because I forgot to mention this during what's trending, but we will talk about it a little bit now. The Nationals are playing on our station tonight. Capitals playing tonight as well. We'll talk about the game tomorrow with Tarik El-Bashir. But the Nationals are tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7:15 first pitch from Atlanta. And Anthony, that is where we start our weekend in review, brought to you by...
Nobody, correct?
Yeah, still that's the case. But reach out to our sales team.
I was still looking, you know?
Yeah, no, I saw that. It played well on the video. I don't know how the long extended silence kind of got to an awkward point on the radio. But, you know, we're a multimedia show, and sometimes plays, certain things play better in one media versus the other. The Nationals have lost five straight games, Anthony, and their bullpen is bupkis. I don't pretend to know a ton about the Nationals right now, and I just kind of keep track of what's going on. And it does appear, if you're paying attention standpoint, the one thing you know about this year's Washington Nationals is that their bullpen stinks. Like, legitimately one of the worst bullpens in the history of the sport through a month and a half here. So that's I'm going to say, less than ideal. They cut a pitcher this weekend. Hopefully that helps, because it can't hurt. They're one of the worst ever.
Yeah, it's not good. And I was actually there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Anthony was outside this weekend. That's really what we should talk about.
I was outside of that game.
You were outside a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I had a little dinner to go to. I was at Morton's.
Oh.
Yeah. Bro, Morton's cost a little pretty penny.
Yeah.
That was my second time I've ever been. The first time I went, I didn't have to pay. So I didn't know anything about the cost.
Yeah.
But this time I had to pay.
I'm curious. We don't need to go all the tea on the air, but I want to know the circumstances of this dinner.
My friend turned 30.
Oh, okay. I went to a 30th birthday dinner one time for one of my friends, who was a friend at the time. I don't talk to him anymore. Wasn't it Morton's? It was another DC steakhouse. It's kind of like, damn.
Ruth Chris?
It wasn't Ruth Chris.
True Lux.
Like, it wasn't True Lux. You keep naming them. We'll get there eventually.
What is it? Carlisle?
Carmine? No.
I don't know.
Carmine's is an Italian.
Eddie V's.
It wasn't Eddie V's either.
I'm lost.
Yeah, it was another one. It's one of the nice ones. He did the whole private room thing, and it was expensive. It was delicious steak. I'll say that.
It was
worth it. But to the extent that those things can be worth it, yeah. Anyway, Anthony was outside at a birthday party, and he was outside the Nationals game, where you saw the Nationals give up a lot. Actually, you on Saturday, Anthony, saw the Nationals give up the least amount of runs they've given up since they beat the Reds 4-1.
We had a chance to win that game, actually. We had bases loaded. Bases loaded, Craig. Two outs. We had C.J. Abrams step into the plate. Craig, first of all, this was a funny game because the Cardinals fans were there cheering and stuff. They were like, I forgot what chant they were doing. But anyway, I started to boo. And like, these kids that were sitting in front of me, they were Cardinals fans. And they turned around and they gave me like a stinky face. And I was like, whoa. And the people to the left of me were just laughing. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I'm not going to yell at this kid or say anything to him. So then the dad turns around and he's like, no, that is their job. They're supposed to boo. We're supposed to cheer. And then it was like, oh, word? So then the kid said something, and I don't know what they said, Craig, but all I hear is the dad say, hey, you can't say that, though. You're going to have us getting beat out here in these streets. I said,
this dad sounds like my favorite new person on the planet.
No, he really was. He was super cool. He was super cool.
That's so funny. Teacher, yeah, if you're going to go into an opposing stadium and cheer on your team, that's fine. You're going to get booed. That's part of the deal. You got to pretend, you got to have thick skin. You got to pretend that nobody's booing you.
A real character building moment. That's what it was.
It was. Anyway, that game I referenced against the Reds, the last time the Nats gave up less than four runs in a game, that was on May 4th, Anthony. It's May 12th. They play baseball every day. They won a game 10-9 after that. Then they lost 9-1, 8-6, 10-0, 4-2, and then 6-1 yesterday. And now they're at Atlanta, who, by the way, is having kind of a rough season. They're under 500 so far, kicking off a 3, I believe it is, game set tonight at Truist Park down in Atlanta. Other than that, this weekend, obviously the Caps, Saturday night, they got house 4-0. Just that was a game where just nothing went right for Washington. They didn't play well. Like, you don't lose 4-0 because you just got unlucky, or because you don't play well. You got both. They couldn't get a break. Like one of the penalties where guy's stick just gets caught, and it's like, yep, that's a hook. Can't do that. Score on the ensuing power play. I think that was the second goal. And just, they got out hit. They got out shot. They got out hustled. They got out everything, kind of like game one. They bounce back tonight, and it's fine. All you got to do is split, and you get the home ice back. But it is tight sphincter time tonight in Raleigh for the Caps, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll be stressed tonight watching this game. I already know.
Yay, stress. NWSL this weekend, the Washington Spirit, they had a pretty stressful game themselves. So many NWSL games are. Stressful game themselves in Chicago, but they come away with a win 3-2. Our old pal Sam Staub, former Washington Spirit NWSL champion, she actually scored for Chicago, but ultimately Gift Monday, the game winner with 83 minutes or 83 minutes passed at 83 minutes, if you want to use the prep terminology. But Rose Kwasi, the story in this one, she hit the cross. That was Washington's first goal. It wound up being an own goal, but she's the one who kind of put it in the mixer. She scored the second goal, where that was her first career NWSL goal, Anthony. Like, the underlying data said that she should have a ton of goals by now. She's been one of the most effective players at creating chances in the last 2 years since she got to the league. But she finally broke the seal and got on the score sheet. And then she had the assist on the game winner to Gift Monday. So Washington gets a 3-2 win. And suddenly, they're right back up towards the top of the table. Because chaos reigned everywhere else in this silly league. Gotham, they beat Washington, pantsed them 3-0 2 weeks ago. Last week, they played Chicago, worst team in the league, draw. Friday night, they played Louisville, who's been struggling mightily, can't figure out how to score, and they lost to them 1-0. Angel City continued their good run of play. They won 2-0 against Utah. Crazy game. North Carolina was up until the very last second when they let in a very stupid goal to Orlando to draw 1-1. And then other silly stuff happened all weekend. Kansas City got back on track. They're the best team in the league. They won 4-1 over Bay FC. Other than that, Anthony, the NBA playoffs obviously was kind of the center stage story of the weekend. We'll look ahead to that and talk about some more of the games that are happening tonight at 6:15. And the other big story of the weekend is rookie minicamp. Dan Quinn talked after camp on Saturday. You'll hear what he had to say next here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.